we have to go the path through the body. And the lower senses, that sense for equilibrium, the balance, the sense for movement, the sense for vitality, for life, and the sense of touch. They are senses which connect us from out within, with the body, with the world. And the upper senses, they are more, we receive sense impressions in order to bring them to a concept, to bring things to an understanding, yeah, to take them in. In the upper senses, we take something in, and in the lower senses, we move to something. You can always think it the other way around. The upper senses, they are the sense of listening, the sense of the word, the sense of thought, and the sense of the I. Not just only my I, but the I which lives in the other person. And these senses, they're in a way polar to each other. And if you, I'm not sure if you will practice it a lot, but if you just stand and you practice your equilibrium, and then you just sense, aha, how to have to stand, that things start to be in balance and do not weigh on each other, then you notice that the sense of balance is not just in the ears. The sense of balance in the ears just tells us general movement, how is the head moving, but we have a sense of balance in the body. But its polar force in a way is the sense of listening. Yeah, it's not just physically hearing, it's a sense of listening. And the sense of movement, yeah, the next one of the lower senses, in a way, is polar to the sense of the word, the sense of speech. Because the sense of movement, we notice something is moving, and then I just look there, I notice that my hands are moving down, and I just feel it in the body. And in the words, when we just try to get the word to speak, then we notice how a movement from sound to sound. It's not just a combination of sounds which we have learned, but we notice in a way the movement between the sounds which reveals us what the word carries. That's this word. And when you go a step even lower, then you come to the sense of life. And Steiner stresses very strongly that the stronger your sense of life is developed, the sense of vitality and liveliness, the more lively your thinking will be, the more fruitful the thinking might become. And the sense of touch, the fourth one, Normally we use the sense of touch to touch something. Is it iron? Is it soft? Is it hot? Already this, hot is a thing of warmth, but we touch something to get information. Actually, we allows us to really experience ourselves, the person which touches something. And this, we have the sense of touch to notice we are living in our body. There is my body, there am I. And to develop this sense helps you to develop the sense for, and also the respect for the other being. Yeah? Being well founded in yourself allows you much more to be respectful and perceptive towards others. That's the idea of this course. To really address these lower senses. And they carry a secret. Because Rudolf Steiner, at least, stressed that originally the lower senses were meant that we perceive more or less ourselves. What's the human being, was the question, to use these senses. What is balance? What is movement? What is life? Where does it come from? What is me? In a totality, touching everything. And this has changed towards we perceive the world. We perceive a movement, a car going there. We perceive equilibrium. Yeah, the airplane is like this or like that. And we enjoy it. I did lots of gliding. So, yeah, you live in this world of balance. And then with the sense of vitality, we notice, oh, how do I feel today? Yeah. Am I hungry? Perhaps, maybe that's not the sense of life. I don't know. And then the sense of touch, we touch things. And the challenge would be to arrive at the point that also these senses start to tell us something. We look into the outer world, but what we perceive tells us something about ourselves again. Yeah. So this inward looking attitude, the senses we're meant to have originally, have been turned towards and looking to the material world, towards the physical world, towards the surrounding world. And now it's not the task to turn it back to this way, because then we would close ourselves off. But we can now learn that we penetrate through our senses into what is there, that we meet ourselves in the outside world. And ourselves, that's not me, Theodor, but that's just, in a broader sense perhaps too, but it's the human being. What is it, we are striving for? What speaks to me through the things, in the sense of all creation has something to do with the human being. Course, which we are doing now, I will first address themes of balance, also the themes of the elements, because they are weaving between, in the creation. And the senses somehow touch this world of creation. So we work with these elements, but then also Steiner described in a lecture, the consciousness of the initiates, that music and the specific way of going through music, through specific intervals, can show us or put in front of us how the cosmic telluric Christ impulse lives in the world. And there describes that it's a sort of really connecting with the sphere of the third, but then carrying through experiencing what's going on further out. And then the task is from there, how do we get it back? How do we bring it back to us again? And in this incarnation process. So there he speaks about this turning from looking inside to outside, but then from the higher worlds, bringing these impulses again back to us. This will be the second part of the exercises. And then I would like to go through the with the sounds, not to touch what the senses live in, starting with a sense of equilibrium, of balance, because that's the door into this lower senses in a way. And in the fourth part, we just touch very slightly, just for a few minutes, to close with again this theme of the zodiac signs, they carry the senses. And we can take serious that they live also differentiated in our limbs, not accessible to our intellectual thinking, by saying hello to our limbs in a differentiated way. They just enjoy it that we talk to them in a playful way. Yeah, that's the idea of today.